R.I.P. Aaron Carter. He was only 34. And was following him around for a while. And he battled with addiction, mental illness. I saw myself in him. I saw a lot of myself in him. So I always tried to reach out and help him, but I'm not anybody. So how can I help him? So I always just would pray for him. And today, seeing that he passed away in his bathtub, it's just so, how many coincidences need to happen before I realize that there are no coincidences. People want you to think that there are coincidences because they don't want you to believe in God. They don't want you to believe in anything but them, you know? They want you to be fully in control by their power and ruled by them. And as long as you follow their rules, nothing will happen to you. It's a very robotic life. But him, Aaron Carter, Britney Spears, like all these singers and stuff, you know, it's like they sold their image, you know, for a while, and it was used. And so, like, for a while, they're at this high point in their life, and now it's different. Like, Britney Spears is like an LLC. Like, who knows how many body doubles of her there are? And it's funny how she's allowed to show almost everything on Instagram, and she doesn't get in trouble for it. But someone like me, even an accidental nip slip in a live that nobody's watching, I get flagged. And that's how we can tell that it's like AI one. So contacts and everything doesn't matter to artificial intelligence. And I've been trying to discuss this with everybody for a long time. I'm not stupid like a lot of you think I am. I'm just like, oh, I hate to say this, but I'm just surpassed your level of thinking. You guys are still stuck in the YouTube era and all this stuff. But now we're already left YouTube era. We've shifted our thinking where we can actually agree to disagree in our world. We're not stuck in your blue world of where it has to be this way or else you're going to get hit in the head with a hammer. It's like, time's up, buttercup. I know there's no coincidences, especially after the fucking detectives came to my house. It's like, how many more signs do I need? I mean, what are you guys listening to besides my podcast? How are you guys stalking me besides, you know, driving by my house all the time and calling my cell phone and threatening me if I don't paint my house? It's so fucking ridiculous. And it's like I was telling Danielle, I don't feed into this shit because I am not afraid of anything, because I have only been fighting for the truth and only been saying the truth, which is why I don't fear anything. But like, this is just like whole next level, like insane. To have like the government doing these experiments on people where you don't even know, like you're not supposed to be aware of it, but we know that what they're doing. But like normal people, like the police and just normal people that haven't woken up, you guys will just think we're crazy and we're saying things, but it's like, no, they're watching us because they know something huge is going to happen soon. We just don't know when. It's like this, what, an alien attack, an alien invasion? What the fuck are they getting ready us ready for? It's
like the signs are all out there. They're all in the movies, all the podcasts that I've been listening to. It's like they want to make it seem like you're crazy, but you're not. I don't even waste time like mentioning it all because it's already all out there, you guys. It's like, look at the Galactic Federation. What the fuck is that? Okay, that's a special alien force that's gonna save us from all this shit. So, like, what exactly is gonna happen on November 8th? Especially when we start running out of diesel, you realize all this was planned. Just like everything was. Like, I had been warning everybody that it had been planned. But see, it's so deep, it's so elitist that even the police, the firemen, the doctors, they're even brainwashed, privy to it. And the reason why I know is because, like, all these deaths that weren't supposed to happen because of the bin vax, it's like, WTF. Doctors are losing their license and losing everything that they worked for speaking the truth about these supposed vaccines. And a lot of mothers did not fight for their kids not to take them. And those kids are probably going to end up being sterile unless they just got saline. I've been hearing there's so many different conspiracy theories. And that's what I'm saying. Nothing I'm saying is like factual. I'm just throwing this all out there and hopefully something will stick because, you know, I just want to be left alone. You know, however the government plays their games or whatever, like, I want no part of it. And I'm just going to let it be, let go, and let God, because I know, like, God knows my heart and that's all that matters. So with that said, like, I'm going to start over, like I said, season 2 of this podcast. It's just going to be all about newness, my new book. And if you don't, it's like you have that, everybody needs that bouncer in their brain to not let certain thoughts in. And I'm going to really, really have you guys visualize this because that's really what's helping me get through my days. And again, it's all, and thank you to Brandon from Expanding Reality 2022. Because your reality is what you make it. And it's, I just figured that out. 42 years. I'm finally free. Finally free. And I realize I don't need anybody. And I should be happy by myself first. Before I find anybody else. And whoever I'm with just should compliment me. And help me grow in my journey on Earth. Because this journey on Earth is so short. It's like a little sliver of the rope. When you think of infinity. Infinity is forever. This life is just like not even an inch of that rope. So we just do our best in this life. Because we have eternity. And I know I have eternity with my soulmate. I have eternity with my children. I have eternity with God, and I hope and pray that I did him proud, because I'm doing the best I can on such a corrupt, horrible planet where they treat criminals like kings and victims like trash. So again, thank you for listening. If you want to send me an email, any prayer request, godsonlyson333@gmail.com. At least we got AP the Messiah's site down, so at least he's not ripping any people off by selling them merch that isn't going to ever get to them. Can't trust everybody that comes out of jail, right? You can't trust everybody that says they talk to God. I think he rests his soul, but I think AP actually saw the devil, not God. So, yeah, and I have already contacted Oceanside Police, so they're on top of that, because he has, like, some minors with him, too, so that shit's crazy. We gotta thank Governor Newsom for that, for making this a sanctuary state for trans kids. That's gonna cause a big old lawsuit, at least I know that, because if my kid were to come over here and get some top surgery, and they're only, like, 12 years old, or get hormones, and they're fucked for the rest of their life, better be expecting a huge lawsuit, Mr. Newsom. Not all of us want to ruin children's lives. Okay, well, my last lie lab. And if you guys listen to Bitch Bible podcast, you should definitely call her out on her hypocrisy, because she says she basks in altercations. I called her out and all she did is block me. She doesn't thrive in anything. She's just a liar. She's just a bitch. Like she says, the bitch Bible. She doesn't even fucking read the Bible. Like I said, it should be called bitch Torah. It's like I can call everything out that she says. She's such a phony baloney. It's because she hasn't lived out of her bubble, like, ever. She's lived in the same city her whole life. Now, let's have the same friends that you've had since, like, preschool. That's fucking normal. How about you change your friends? Show some growth. And you actually don't just live in this little liberal bubble of yours in Westlake Village or whatever the fuck you live. It's so gay. Anyways, gay in the best of way, because I don't want anyone to think I'm, like, anti-homosexual. It's like, I know it's wrong, but it's like, I don't not love you because of it. It's just like God. It's just really a fucked up situation of it all. It's all because of these bodies of flesh that we're in. These bodies of flesh that we're in are just vessels for our souls, right? And as soon as we shed these vessels, our souls are going to be free to finally be perfect, because these vessels are what put us in pain and make us mad and make us... It's all very, very, very technical. Like I said, way too much to explain, and we just don't have enough time. It took my mom dying for 3 years. It took everybody dying. It took me losing everybody and everything to realize this. Because when you are so broken and you have nothing to live for, that's when the most beautiful things happen. There, on the ground. Because you're in a million pieces and you can put yourself together however you want. It's like, I'm crying because I'm so happy. I'm crying because I'm alive. I made it this far, all on my own, with everything against me. The one thing I had that mattered was my dog. That's why dog is God backwards. Because they show you, and they are the only thing to show you truly unconditional love. Because humans are incapable of giving you unconditional love. They always have conditions. And if you don't meet those conditions, you're replaced or you're discarded. You don't have to be married or anything to have that happen to you. It doesn't matter, because we all know that marriage doesn't mean anything anyways. Pretty soon they're not going to be even allowing people to get married. That's why I said I wish I would have known what I knew now, because it's like, Duh, no wonder my lawyer told me not to bring up God or Jesus in court. Such the signs are all there. Anyways. God bless you, and this life is beautiful if you let it be.